Hey, what's going on? This is June. I wanted to tell you about one of our regulars, roommate Bob. He's got a shop down the street. It's called Modified and Screen Printing and Design. It's at 111 Southeast Division here in lovely Portland, Oregon. It's right next to Genie's. Go grab a cup of coffee at Genie's. Come by and check out Bob's stuff. They have men's and women's and children's clothes. They have bags, garments, accessories. They also do custom screen printing. So your bar needs some tees. Go to Modified. Your band needs some tees to sell during the shows. Go to Modified. You want to fuck with one of your buddies and get a stupid picture put on your tee? Go to Modified. And the holidays are coming up quick, so you can go there and get a gift certificate for Christmas or Hanukkah or Festivus or Kwanzaa or whatever it is that you celebrate during this time of year. So that's 1117 Southeast Division here in Portland, Oregon. Also on the internet at modifiedprinting.com. We have a link on the show website too, so you can go there and it'll take you right to it. So go and see Bobo at Modified. Let him modify your mind.
The Hideous Creature Show.
I should have known the Territor didn't mean us any harm when the Sword of Omens didn't obey me. And anyway, it was just plain stupid to assume it might be bad. Just what the fuck am I talking about?
I want to see your tits, my dear. Motherfucker!
You fucking dog, you!
Shut the fuck up! Get over here, bitch!
Ah! Damn!
Run out the fucking plank, boys!
Come here, motherfucker.
You gotta snap out of it, Lion-O! Call the Thundercats before!
Shut up, you fuck.
And keep your foot off that blasted somoflange.
What the fuck is a somoflange?
Solo.
I have to do that again.
Oh, Lion-O! We're not...
What's the matter, Snarf?
You got a cold.
It's when Wile E. Cat and Kid are pretending to be the most helpful that they're dropping their pens on the thing? While I'm talking, let's find the mega condenser. I'm saying that too fast. Let's find the mega condenser. Still going too fast.
What's wrong, Lion-O?
Oh, fuck, here it is again.
What's here again?
That thing, that mega thing.
Want me to say it?
Yes!
To you from Portland, Oregon, inside the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet, from the City of Roses, aka Portland, Oregon. The date is Saturday, January 9th, 2010, and this is the Hideous Creature Show. My name is June.
My name is Jenny.
I'm Pat.
And, yeah, how about that? That's
how about
fun
that?
Stuff.
Yesterday, Elvis Presley would have been 75 years old.
Yes, that's true. I woke up this morning and on channel 2B or whatever the fuck it is, had all Elvis movies this morning. And I watched, I watched like two of them. Just kind of had them on the background.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Good stuff.
It was fun. So there's a couple birthdays that happened this week, which is Patrick and Jenny's,
which
was on the 6th and the 7th. So did you do anything fun for your birthday? I know
we went bowling. We went bowling at the bowling alley on Powell Boulevard, and it was super fun. One of the lanes that they gave us kept malfunctioning.
Right.
And so... a couple of my friends that actually do league bowling, so they knew that the manager there is a nut job, apparently. And she kept coming over and, like,
she
trying
kept
to...
hanging out and dancing with
yeah,
us.
She was weird. And so, but the cool thing was, is that I bitched enough. I was like, listen, like, my friends on this lane haven't been able to bowl at all. Like, you should comp us. I was kind of being a bitch. I was definitely drunk. I'd had a lot of Jaegers.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I wasn't being a bitch. I was just being like, listen, your shit's malfunctioning. Give us a fucking thing or whatever.
You were assertive. It's all right.
I was assertive.
Well, you weren't happy.
She gave us four... I wasn't happy. She gave us four free passes for bowling, so all the people that were on that lane didn't have to pay. And then she came out with a bowling pin attached with balloons and a Sharpie, and all my friends got to sign the bowling pin, and I got to keep it. So
nice.
I have a bowling pin full of, like, I can't wait to be inside of you, and, like, dirty things.
Dildo references.
Right.
Mine was, I took the AF, what's the AT, what's the acronym?
ATM?
No, for the bowling stuff.
AFM?
whatever the fuck it is.
And like the bowling alley AMF.
Yeah, yeah. And so it had, their thing is like a V, and I turned it into a vagina and put legs on it. Yeah.
And it was like an arrow pointing up to the. But yeah, it was great fun on Wednesday. We went bowling. I felt like shit the next day at work, but par for the course.
Yeah, it was funny because I got there a little late, and I knew that you had to work the next day.
Yeah.
And I get there, and the first thing I see, I'm looking, where is everybody? Where is everybody? And I'm walking around, and I look over, and I see Jenny just cocking back a shot. Wow! Her neck goes back. Like, just...
I'm like a Pez dispenser.
Like, you were dirty dancing with it.
You're the recoil of a 38 snub nose.
I thought you were going to say a 38-year-old, and I was like, hold on, Patrick, I'm only 36.
What about you, Patrick? Do you anything fun for your
I pre-organized doing my taxes. Like, I got all the papers in arranged and I alphabetized them. I got my little jar of paper clips and pencil sharpeners and erasers. I like to work things out in pencil first. That's what I did. It was a really good birthday. I'm looking forward to being 34.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It sounds like you finally got your shit together.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
I like it.
Taking
really
it up.
Good.
You had one of those little...
You're like Ned Flanders.
One of the accountant caps,
the
on,
visors,
little visors.
A journey begins with one step. That's the old Chinese proverb
for accountants.
No, for life.
For Patrick.
The way I have to do it is get my taxes in order. Cross the T's, dot the I's.
Did you use a
abacus?
Abacus.
No.
I know you were gonna say that.
I was gonna call it Atticus. I've got I
an
have,
Atticus Finch.
Atticus.
No, I have got To Kill a Mockingbird on my head.
Literally, the book is up there perched on his.
I'm looking at it right now. It's serious, right there.
I know.
And I was thinking about getting a tattoo of that, like the leaves and stuff on that cover. That's the original cover. By the way, the original book.
Anyway. Check out Hot Shots.
Yeah, big deal over here. If you pull that out, all the books are gonna fall.
Now I want to see it.
No, it won't. A ship in
anyway,
harbor.
Anyway, if anybody's seen the old 50s or
that's awesome.
This is a beautiful book.
Yeah, it's an old version of it.
Wow, June, that would actually be a really nice.
I think
tattoo,
that'd be kind of cool.
Actually,
they have a huge version of it at Lloyd Center.
This is really nice.
What's bookmark?
Your bookmark? It says. Christopher Bunton. Oh, it's a departure.
It's a Hawaii plane ticket, isn't it?
San Francisco to Portland, October 25th.
Hey, that's
it doesn't say what year. I wish it said what year.
No, that's
seat 22C.
That's the year that we did the show at with the Brodies at the Row.
Right.
That's when I was coming back from Hawaii and going back and forth.
Dude, you have a $400 bookmark?
It's a big one, yeah. Actually, I think it was like 200.
I'm going to take this to the airport today and hop on a flight.
I bet it'd
20,
be...
I'm like, no, look, I have 22C.
Well,
look.
With all
can
the...
Can I go?
With all the stuff that's going on at the airport, I think that'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah, oh, they would let me through.
You're like a bomb. I am a bomb.
A bomb, check out these titties.
I ate 8 cans of Hormel chili. I'm taking this fucking DC-10 down, motherfucker.
All I know is I have a faded ticket stub that isn't in my name, and I would like to go to Hawaii. Thank you.
One seat for... Atticus Finch. Well, have a seat,
get
Atticus.
Get on board, sweet pea.
So some of the shit that we're going to get to today, we've got. I found a 911 call.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and the intro. Say the intro to the show?
No, say that, though.
The intro to the show is from Thundercats, and I think it's from 88, 89 season, and it's all the audio
all the
outtakes for it.
Good
it's pretty
stuff.
Funny.
If you never thought you'd hear the voice actors swear so much,
I love it.
Now you have.
I love it that they kept it rolling. That's just badass. That's
oh my
so
god!
Great.
There's probably so many more. Can you imagine what a fucking fun job?
Oh, doing voiceovers.
Voiceovers would be for a show like that, or for like Space Goes Coast to Coast, or
a show
the
like
ones
that back
that
then
are...
was like fuck it pays. That's what it was.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, but it would still be like, oh, I'm getting paid.
That you know, and I think things were a little looser in the 80s, in the late 80s.
Oh, they were a lot looser.
I mean, because I've seen the.
I know I was.
I've seen video footage of
that.
That
was horrible.
It was awesome.
What was your boyfriend's name with the big forehead?
Rick?
Ralph Nutt.
Ralph Nutt.
Nutt with two T's. N-U-T-T.
Yeah. Nutt. Right, last episode, we just...
Two T's, one each for each of his balls.
Wow.
I'm just nodding my head right now. So why don't we just jump into a movie madness real quick, since it seems to always take us a little longer to get into it. So here we go.
Did you have a brain tumor for breakfast?
Oh my god. Come on.
You got it already?
You want to bet like $20 on this one, Patrick?
I think I know what it is. And
okay, I'm not going to say anything because I know they're going to be good sound bites.
Well, I figured, you know.
Okay.
Well, that's 90s, actually, isn't it?
I'll take a $20.
Okay, because I already.
Do you want to write it down?
Yes, write it down.
No, don't write it down yet.
Well, no, we'll write it down, keep it to ourselves. That way, she'll say, you didn't know who it was. And I'll be like, right. I'll write it down because you obviously know.
Good choice, though.
But anyways, it was your guys' birthday, and I thought it would be kind of fun to tell you events that happened on your birthday.
I love it.
And we're going.
Oh, can I tell Patrick one thing really fast? Oh,
actually, yes.
You have the same. You Wait. Share the same birthday as David Bowie.
Yeah.
Duh. Patrick's like, duh.
No, but didn't we have a conversation that I don't.
Oh, really, maybe it was when we were playing Dance Magic Dance.
Dave calls him every year.
He's like, hello, Patrick.
I called to wish you a happy birthday.
This is David
Thank
Bowie.
Thank you, David Bowie. It's nice to talk to you.
Are you still taking cans back to the store? Because I got a shitload.
Not anymore, David. I'm moving on up. I'm taking
Patrick, did I just wake you up from a nap? You sound tired.
I'm a little bit tired today, David Bowie.
Before we
you always have to call him David Bowie, too. You can't just call him David
no.
or Mr. Bowie.
I could never do that. Sawa.
So I am so
sorry for that, guys. You just didn't see.
No,
the Jenny and June just stood up and started spooning in midair, and then I got.
I
confused.
Prefer to call it the lotus position.
Well, I have something though. This yesterday, BT took me out for a romantic evening for my birthday, and it was also like our unofficial one-year anniversary.
Did Daz chauffeur you around?
I wish. We took the bus. Daz was driving.
The shame train.
But we went, he got us a nice hotel room at the Paramount Hotel downtown. Very nice. Plug for the Paramount. Nice hotel, whatever. We had a nice dinner, hung out. We didn't want to pay $15 for the on-demand movies that we have said. So we watched Police Academy, the
nice.
First one. It was great. He was like, you okay with Police Academy? I was like, who isn't? Hello?
Is, Kim Kardashian. No.
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall.
Right.
And she's a brunette. She's actually.
She looks good.
She looks hot as hell.
She looks hot in Big Trouble.
She looks
yeah,
good
she
in
does.
That
she
too.
So
she
hot.
Does.
That's like she's the hottest.
And Steve Gutenberg. Hello.
Was he attractive man?
Yes. Like, well, I was.
You've
I never.
Aged him
I was
in,
so
you've
young.
Aged, you've aged yourself into an area that,
right.
that you can look at the guys
exactly.
in the old days and kind of go.
Because
ah.
when I mean, I was really. We were all really young when Police Academy came out. I thought he was funny. I thought the movies were funny, but I never really looked at the Goot. Well,
you couldn't get past the Gutenberg.
Right. Well, he's running like with his little short shorts on and that hairy chest.
His
nice
pendulum
job, Goots.
Is like all over the place.
I look good. But what I was going to say is, this morning. BT got woken up at 7 o'clock in the morning by this sort of sound. And then it started going like. And BT was like, are the people next to us fucking? And I was like, dude, I don't know. That is faster than anything I have ever thought of in
Slip
my.
Slip a Black and Decker drill on the end of that, and he can make it through walls.
And so we ended up, we're like, okay, whatever. It's 7 in the morning. We're both tired. So we slept. 9 o'clock. Sorry, is that like gonna blow the show out of?
I'm sure. Okay,
no, it's gonna be fine.
So I didn't mean to manhandle my microphone like that. So
I'm kind of hot now, though.
BT wakes me up again, and he was like, "Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Jack Rabbit is at it again." And so we both just laid in.
BT lives next to AP. He's like, "Hey, BT, what's up? You need any nugs?"
No, we're at the hotel.
I know.
Oh, okay, so. So we both just laid there, like on our respective sides of the bed, just like laying there listening and laughing. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's definitely fucking. Oh, yeah, that's definitely fucking. And then I swear to God, you guys, we hear, oh, and VT's like, he just came. And then it was quiet. We didn't hear anything else from room 704. But 704, if you listen to the Hideous
the tsunami
Creature
of 704.
Show,
and your name is Jack Rabbit.
Bravo, dude, because I have. BT was like, how the. What the. Like, we did not think it could possibly be fucking because it was so. It was like robotic. It was like the fastest shit we'd ever heard in our lives. And BT
He's
was
got
just
hydraulic
like,
hips.
Yeah, he was just like, how, what the, what the fuck is going on over there? You know, maybe it started to, you know.
Was it just so over the top that it was, because I mean.
It almost seemed
I'm not a voyeur. But, you know, every once in a while, you'll hear, you know, I live in a house full of people. You'll hear some business going on. You're like, look at your lover and you're like.
Everybody will live.
You can shut your eyes to block it out. You can't take all the sound away.
No.
Yeah, you have to wrap your dick in tinfoil.
The best part is we got woken up at 7, 8. So we're like, okay, did they do the jackrabbit twice or did they fuck from 7 to 9? Like, did we just sleep and then got woken up again and they were still going? I want to hope that they were still going. It took the guy 4 hours to come, you know, like.
Never, a cadaver's never been punished like that
right,
before.
Right, exactly. Oh, and we, BT actually, we got breakfast in bed in the morning. That was part of like the package that he got. And he poked his head out to see if they had like a do not
disturb
sign. Next
door neighbors just have carrots.
Yeah, totally.
On a tray.
Seriously. Well, we were like, how many people are in that room, for one thing? Is he, like, fucking the same lady? Or is it two dudes? Like, we don't even know. Oh, and I actually said, is it two dudes? And BT's like, if it's two dudes, that guy's not going to be able to walk today. And I mean the receiver guy.
He's not going to shit right for a month.
Yeah, exactly. But we were dying, like, to be able to leave the hotel at the same time as these people.
Oh, so you tried.
So
okay,
you could see them.
So we could see who they were. I mean, checkout was at noon, and we waited till the last minute.
Jenny and BT are all...
We're just waiting.
At 5 in the morning, just sitting there waiting, listening with a
and
glass
on. He peeked out, like, after we got our breakfast and stuff. He peeked out to see
BT
if they had
BT peeked out or
well,
Rabbit? Jack Rabbit.
No, BT peeked out to see if they had a do not disturb sign still on their door. Because we figured if they had the do not disturb sign still on the door, they were still in
there. Probably knocked the fucking thing off. It's laying on the ground.
Yeah, it probably burst into flames.
Yeah.
Because of the friction. It was crazy,
can
though.
We get another thing up.
But
up
I mean, we had an awesome time. We had a nice dinner. We had, you know, nice romantics of our own. But that shit fucking made the weekend. We were just like, what the hell even just happened to us?
You rethought your whole plan of attack?
Yeah, we were just like, what the holy. The best part is us both just laying in bed, like, listening and then looking at each other in disbelief and then laughing and just being like, is this real? Like, is it two, like, 14-year-old kids jumping up and down on the bed pretending to make us think that they're fucking? Or is this real? It was good times, though. 704, bravo.
Nice job, 704.
Nice job.
Hooray.
I bet you need some lotions today, is all I'm going to say.
Like, they need a donut.
You need, like, oil that can grease
those,
up.
They do need
machinery.
A donut, seriously.
One of those donuts
somebody
you sit
needs
on.
To sit on a donut today, because that was beautiful.
So, anyway, I was going to, I pulled a bunch of little fun facts off of the years you guys were born.
Okay,
you both had the same
good
birthday.
Good job going back to that.
You can always edit that later.
Edit what?
Edit out all of the things I just said.
No way, that's gold. That. Well, as a man, I wonder if you're hearing that going, fuck, I better step my shit up.
Thanks, asshole.
Well, honestly,
thanks for making me look bad.
What kind of vitamins are you eating?
Yeah, totally. Well,
what's your diet like?
I'm gonna zip it. I'm not gonna say anything more.
Oh.
Well, no, I'm just saying that I was like, honestly, sometimes when it's like jackrabbit style, to me, it means that the dude doesn't really know what he's doing.
Well, no, you're going for the gusto.
You know, yeah.
It's like a...
That's
this is going
maybe...
to be a weird analogy.
Okay.
It's like a young centipede. When you get stung by a young centipede, it injects all its venom. And it fucks you up in Hawaii. But
okay.
The older ones will just sting you enough to let you know that
they're
there.
Hey, we're here.
Right?
Yeah.
And as far as, like, I guess, you know, trying to show your sexual prowess, I guess, just going ape shit on the
and also
the
like I started thinking
hours.
Like right, I was thinking like if he really was doing it from 7 until 9 when it woke us up again, then bravo to the guy. But I don't know. I mean,
the poor girl.
It sounded sounded
maybe she's into
maybe
that.
That's her thing.
Right. Maybe that's her.
Well,
thing.
Well, maybe she was deaf and she's signing. Give it to me, you fucker. That ain't. I need more.
Because like what you just said is like as
I don't know
a,
how you sign
as
that,
a man.
But. Like you guys couldn't hear it. She's like, "Fucking head,
oh my
come on, you petite."
Oh my God. okay, I'm
hitting her with her, hitting her with her, one of her crutches.
There was this story about there was this two people that I once knew, and we were looking at each other, and they're both like, she's kind of pretty, but she's older, and he's just not ugly. I'm like, but when she sung, she sounded like Joni Mitchell up three octaves. So it was really unbearable.
What are you talking about?
To?
You're in a hotel and somebody's fucking in the next.
704.
I was. You're doing some sort of Robert Johnson recording. What's going on?
Call me Jack Rabbit.
So okay,
I forgot what I was talking about.
Joni Mitchell, three octaves.
But
she's breaking.
But I don't remember the point that I was trying to go back to.
Okay, he was ugly. She wasn't.
I'm sorry, I didn't
who
mean
knows?
Well, it would have happened anyway. It wasn't your fault.
Okay, so pop culture for 1974.
Okay.
You were born in 1974.
That's correct.
Okay, so popular films of 1974, they were The Sting, The Exorcist, Papillon, Blazing Saddles, The Great Gatsby, Serpico, Death Wish, Godfather 2,
nice.
And Murder on the Orient Express.
Wow, that's a great list.
That's a really good list.
That is a good list.
And I know we all like that crap.
That's a nice list. I like it.
So some of the popular music songs of...
It's the 70s, Jenny. This
1974. And it's funny that it starts off with Patrick's favorite. Is
Casey
ABBA.
And the Sunshine Band. Oh, ABBA. I'll take that.
ABBA. Beach Boys, David Bowie. Another one.
Huh?
Guess.
Your father,
the
David
Carpenters.
Bowie.
Oh. Eric Clapton. Alice Cooper, Deep Purple. Donovan, Ella Fitzgerald.
I don't
know what Ella Fitzgerald song. Would it be the Tomato, Tomato?
I don't know.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
I don't. Yeah, because 74
Jack Rabbit, I say
bloody
pussy.
Go for it.
Some of the famous TV shows for that day was Kung Fu.
Mm-hmm.
The Price is Right.
Oh my God!
Wow, a daytime show.
If I can interrupt for 1 second.
Yes, please.
When I was like 3 or 4, maybe even younger than that, I used to play a game with my mother where.
Jackrabbit.
She would just yell, Jenny Kaler, come on down. And I would run across the living room and then I would run back and she'd go, Jenny Kaler, come on down. That's all I did. And my mom said that she would just be like, Jenny Kaler, come on down. Like, I would want to play this game constantly.
In your head, it was all glitter and like vibrant
and,
light.
Yeah, and it would every go time. On for way, way too long. But I loved The Price is Right, and I always wanted to come on down.
You,
I mean, who didn't want to?
Well, I remember when I was in high school, I guess who was in drama?
Hello.
And for some reason, the teacher just gave me the class. He would get there. I would actually get to class early to take roll call. As soon as I got there, he left.
Oh, God. I would have loved to have been in your drama class.
I had my own drama class.
Because I was in drama, too, obviously.
And one of the
drama geeks.
One of the stuff that we do is we do fake game shows. And I'd have all the people sit out in the... the audience, and then
no whammies.
Blah blah blah. Come on down. That was one
of
the lines,
awesome.
And then
you
come up, and you'd have to pretend you're all stoked and shit. And and I don't know where it went from there. I do remember one time in drama, somebody brought in a can of Dr. Pepper, and I had just got out of gym, and I was all sweaty and shit, and she had this can of Dr. Pepper, and I asked for a drink of it. And I just took a big gulp of it, and it was Everclear. And I was
who
like...
Who was this crazy shiksa?
It just took all the wind out of me. I don't think I got drunk. It was just so
holy
fucking
crap!
Intense.
What is it about high school that you drank Everclear as just like a normal drink? It was just like, dude, I got some Everclear.
Well, I think that she was just, you know, hey, I brought some Everclear.
No, like all the parties I would go to, people had they didn't have vodka.
Well,
like,
you
people
go...
had Everclear because it was like people wanted to get like as fucked up as possible.
Well, I think when you're a kid, you kind of go for the extreme of shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm not going to just
I don't
drive
drink it
a
for
car
the flavor.
Drunk. I'm going to get out of the window and go and sit on the hood while the thing's going like 80 miles an hour. I mean, beef it up.
Right.
Fucking because kids are morons. The Waltons was another one from 1974.
I never watched that.
I watched
my
it.
My family didn't.
I watched
really.
It with my grandma and I just went, this is so fucking boring.
It's a very boring show.
Sucks. Kojak?
I never, that would, I mean, obviously I was the year I was born, but I don't even know if my parents watched Kojak.
I just looked at this one and I realized I watched this now.
What?
The Last Summer of Wine.
I don't even know what
the hell is that?
It's a BBC show.
Huh.
That
I've never even heard of it.
It's got the guy that does the voice for Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
Okay.
He's one of the main characters. And they're all old and shit.
Huh.
And the $6 million man, which is a good one. When there I was a kid, I used to run around and make that noise all the time.
Oh, I thought you actually had that sound bite and you just played it.
No, did June doing that with his fucking mouth, God, by the way, people.
I was an only child and I did a lot. I had to.
You had a lot of fantasy land.
A lot of time, yeah. I was it's called. I was talking to a friend of mine that listened to this interview with Kevin Smith. And I guess Kevin Smith was opted by Prince to do a documentary on Prince.
Prince. Wow.
And I'm not exactly sure.
That's a weird combo.
I mean, Kevin Smith, he knows his shit.
No, absolutely. I love Kevin Smith, but that just seems weird.
And he's a Prince fan.
I just think of like the Dave Chappelle thing when the whole let's play basketball. And he's like, you be skins, we'll be shirts or whatever. You know, it's like.
So it's you against us.
Yeah,
so it's like you guys against me in the revolution.
Yeah, I just imagine that's like Prince is so weird and eccentric. Right. He's got to be, right?
But that's where this is going, is the fact that Kevin Smith had referred to Prince living on Planet Prince, because all of a sudden I'm not sure exactly if it's Kevin Smith or who the fuck it was, would call and say Prince would be like, in the Midwest somewhere going, I need a camel by 4 o'clock. and them going,
well, it's Prince.
Why? You know, you have to. And then his handler's going, he lives on Planet Prince. Yeah, he doesn't understand that there's barriers and shit. And they're like, had to explain to him that you can't have that.
Get a camel.
He's like the Elvis
of, you know, like Prince is like is. Elvis. Elvis would be like, you know.
I think Prince one-upped Elvis.
Well, he probably, all Elvis wanted was like a cheeseburger at 5 a.m. or something, you know.
And that he had like 20
and like a bunch of pills.
But if you're Prince, you should be able to get a camel.
At any time of the day.
You pay for it, you're going to get it. And Prince can pay for it, so he can get a camel. It might not be when he wants it, but fucking come on. We have to deal with time zones and shit.
I haven't heard anything of that from point on, but Planet Prince. So whenever somebody brings up some sort of weird fucking point, I always go, what do you live on,
Planet Prince? I like it.
Fucker.
I like it a lot.
Patrick, you were born in 76.
I was indeed.
That was the bicentennial year.
Mingus commented on that.
Okay, so some popular films from 1976 that probably no one remembers.
76 is a really bad year.
Actually, this is a good year. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's a great movie.
All the President's Men.
All right, I'm fucking wrong already.
The Omen.
Ooh, I love The Omen.
Taxi Driver.
Mm-hmm.
Outlaw Josie Wales. And our good friend, Rocky.
Mm.
We all were kind of admiring Frank Stallone.
We'll get to that later.
A little earlier. Some of the popular musicians were Bay City Rollers. Barry Manilow.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Night. And Diana Ross, Paul Simon, The Four Seasons, Paul McCartney, and Wings.
I love Wings.
Elton John, Rod Stewart, Queen, and ABBA.
Patrick is making faces for all of those artists.
ABBA.
Everyone knows this.
Some of the TV things were Streets of San Francisco. And the Waltons again with the fucking Waltons.
Seriously,
man.
Little House on the Prairie will kick the Waltons' ass.
Oh, both of them blow.
That episode where.
This is why.
Do you think Doc Shackelford knows what he's talking about? She's just.
I think if there's no change by morning, we'll get him right back here.
AKA, you're fucked.
I was just going to say the episode. Do you guys remember the episode of Little House on the Prairie where David gets addicted to. Morphine.
And he's frothing from the mouth.
Yeah, and Pa scared has to stay me. Up all night, so he pukes. It scared the shit out of me.
I told myself
I'd never do drugs, and that lasted for about 10 years.
Chips.
That's what it's supposed to last.
Starsky and Hutch. Yeah. Dukes of Hazzard. These are all like great.
Yeah, those are all shows I liked. Patrick.
Oops, sorry guys, I got a boner.
Do you remember listening to this shit though when you were young?
No, because I was just born.
Oh, that's right. I was 5 years old and already been dating television for like 8 years.
I always saw these shows like when they were going out. You know, like my first television memories are when these shows were ending or had already ended.
Starsky and Hutch.
I never watched that.
Dukes of Hazzard.
I definitely watched that.
The Muppet
that.
Show.
I had a John Schneider fan club in my closet.
Oh, I bet you did.
And there were only two members, me and Christy Sherrill, and we each paid a dime every time we met, and we had three posters hanging up, and we would just talk about Schneider and how much we loved him.
Let me see. I got a soundbite from Starsky and Hutch. Let's see if what I have no idea what it is. I love Starsky and Hutch. It was that fucking car. There
the
is.
Car was the only great thing about it.
Listen to that. That's good stuff.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I know. You like that, don't you?
I like when you're
the Muppets,
when you're that,
Charlie's Angels, Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie was like my fucking favorite. I read all those books. I loved the Little House on the Prairie.
I went by her house once.
Really?
Yeah. When we were driving across country.
I love it.
I don't know how far. We were on the highway. It said it was nearby.
You're like,
so
I
didn't even drive by it.
Yeah. I was too into fucking. I needed to go see that House of Corn. That thing was nearby there. I was like, fuck it. Let's go see the House of Corn. This thing aired for 74 to 83. Jesus.
It aired a long fucking time. And it got kind of stupid at the end. Like,
it kind of got MASH.
And it was just like based, like towards the end, it was like just Nelly and like, you know.
All the B characters.
All the B characters
around.
Took over. Yeah. But.
Do you guys know the
God.
Words to this song?
Yeah. It's, I think Danzig wrote them.
Beautiful lyrics.
All in the Family, like Laverne and Shirley, The Odd Couple, the Happy Days, Sanford.
Sanford and Son.
Was my dad and I would watch Sanford and Son. 77. So yeah, I was
Sanford
still,
and Son's
was,
theme song is still arguably
syndicated.
Like the best.
Well, that's Quincy Jones.
Themes, obviously. That's why.
Oh fuck yeah!
It's
it is.
The fucking
he did
best
Welcome Back Cotter too.
Theme song of all. Fucking time.
It's
so good.
I got to talk to you about something.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Taxi and Benson. Hey, we are going to jump into a fake break. Before we go, one more real quick movie madness, and then we're going to take
good.
A little breaky poo. Come on, motherfucker, load. The internets are against us today.
When teenagers complain that they want to be treated like human beings, it's usually because they are being treated like human beings.
Motherfucker. Anyway, this is the Hideous Creature Show. You can find us at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can just Google Hideous Creature Show and we pop up all over the place. If you want to call and leave me a message, the phone number is 503-928-7751.
And you can leave mine at 971-212-6642.
We have you can find us on the Facebook as well. And we're doing the Twitter thing, but fucking A, it's just, I don't know what to do.
The Twitter, I don't really, I never Twitter.
Yeah, we just set it up and it's like, it's kind of weird. But anyway, I think it's just, I'm too stupid to know what to fucking do with it.
Well, it's just too quick. Like, I don't have any way to check it, like, every
You know what we need is a fake
hour.
Intern. Okay, so basically, we are running a fake radio show right now. We're playing radio right now.
Ooh-hoo. In our easy big satellite.
I'm Simon Reschke. but we should get a fake intern.
I don't think it would be a fake intern if we got him, because he'd be doing the stuff an intern would do.
But we're all inadequate.
I guess he would be the fake intern, then.
Like, we're the fake entertainer.
Do you want a fake intern or a fake assistant? I'd rather have an intern.
I think an intern. Like, you go. We'll talk about it on when we get back. Anyway, this is the Hideous Creature Show. We're going to go on a fake break, and we will see when we get back.
Say it, Toodles. Say it.
Toodles.
What do you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When you're watching TV boxing bouts with fighters swinging hooks and clouts, the moment that bell begins to sound, it's Pabst Blue Ribbon from the very first round.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer, sir. Anywhere.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And
we are back from a fake break, which is very advantageous. I thought that was a good one.
It was a long one.
Not to mention break. We just blew through a case of beer.
Well,
a case.
Yes, we did.
Just wanted to remind you too, a case.
No, that was a case, wasn't
we
it?
We did.
It was so there's no more downstairs?
No.
No.
Okay. No. I just, well, there might be two weird, like, it looked like there might have been two little stashies, like little sneakers, maybe like some Budweisers that were snuck up, but I.
From what I understand also.
June's waiting for Lincoln's birthday to open those babies.
Yeah.
Jenny found a little whiskey as well.
Well, and we were just talking right before we started up that I was saying that June said that I was the star of the show because both of their voices sound the same. And I said, well, I'm the biggest idiot of the show.
And then
they said, well,
we should call NASA because
to be determined.
Mathematically, I think that we're all a bunch of fucking idiots.
But what I just want to admit is that I just came up here all excited and then realized that we only had two beers left and then proceeded to drop the last beer that I have all over June's bed and the floor.
That's okay. Yeah,
good job.
It's fine. I gotta rub some dirt on it.
We are gonna rub some dirt on it. But also too, we were giving ourselves kudos because we've had 24 shows and I've never spilled beer on June's bed before.
That's true.
I'm gonna keep doing it though because I like it. I like sitting in beer I like the way that it
feels. Jumping beer on my bed?
Yes, I'm gonna keep doing it.
Well, you know, it's just me and Mingus nowadays.
Well, I'm gonna start dumping beer on Mingus. I'm just kidding, Mingus. I will never say that to you. No, look, he likes a little blanket.
Today was laundry day, so I got like tons of shit on the bed right now.
Good thing I just soiled it.
I think we should do another Movie Madness.
Fuck yeah.
And then we'll move on into...
what's the upchuck factor on that?
We need to hear that.
Do again. Another one, because that one's real short, too.
What's the upchuck factor on that?
We'll do another.
One.
You guys have it though, right?
Yeah. Oh, I've had it from the first.
You got it,
fucking
Patrick?
Hot second.
Jenny's winning $20 because I thought I knew it. Now I don't know it.
Are you kidding me?
So what you need to do now, Jenny, is actually, if I didn't tell you that, you'd be like, okay, like I totally know
up
it.
The ante.
Are we going to 40?
And
I,
yeah,
now
we
I
are.
Have the ability to go.
No,
I
I'll keep it at
40.
20, Patrick. I know you got two.
No, but this
you
is
got
what
twin
you
boys.
Do.
I know you're poor. We'll keep it at 20. I'm content with winning $20.
Hey, and you have the only active beer. Right
mm-mm.
now,
I have an act. There's one in on deck.
There's one on deck. There's one on deck.
Why don't we just spread that one around?
There's one on deck.
I have one going anyway, so almost.
Let's do another Movie Madness real quick, and then we're gonna tear into the second section.
Active crack beer on deck.
I've seen a lot of bullshit, angel dust, switchblades, sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
Really, Patrick?
Got no idea.
Oh, it's a good one.
Oh, it's really good. Classic. Okay, I'm not going to say anything.
Up it up, but now you go 60.
No, I'm not going to up it. I'm going to keep it at the 20.
Normally, we wouldn't talk about this. You would just be like, next time we do this, 60.
So
and then
just
I go, okay, or I go, no, I'm done.
Reiterating on, actually,
but I'll
not
keep
reiterating, but telling how Movie Madness works, because for people that aren't listening to the show.
We don't even know how it works.
We play a we have a movie every show, and we play some sound bits for it, and we try to guess it.
Yeah.
And
June picks them,
listens.
And he picks awesome movies, for real. All the movies you picked have been great, and then Patrick and I try to guess,
except
as well as the viewer can guess.
I didn't appreciate Leonard Six. I didn't like it when you
actually,
chose
I think
that movie.
I think one that would grip everybody and fuck everybody up would be like WALL-E. Because there's no dialogue.
But all the dialogue
is
stupid.
Eva.
As soon as you do that,
I retract.
But it would be good. 2001 would be a good one because there's no dialogue. And when they say, we got a report from the moon, and you'd be like, what the hell is this?
And then you're like, Jaws.
I've got some in the future. Also, you know what?
Just one of the guys.
Our fake intern, which we were talking about before we left. To go on to fake break.
His name's Richard.
Is okay. Basically, what
I don't know why she's laughing.
I don't know either.
I'm
I
sorry.
Like it though.
I was laughing. It's just one of the guys. That's so stupid.
So basically,
and awesome.
What we do every Saturday is we play fake radio. Right.
Right. We play. We play.
We're pretending.
We play.
We're pretending.
And thank you for listening to us playing, because that's what we do.
No, we
play.
Basically come here and
talk into our Easy Bake microphones.
Right.
It took me about 2 hours, and then I perfected it.
Oh,
so we come here as adults, and instead of playing with like figures or whatever the fuck it is, or playing video games,
we pretend that we have a radio show and we and
the people listen.
What's
to
awesome
it.
Now is that we can just throw it on the internet and like hopefully people like find it and like it.
Woo,
but yeah. So we were thinking about having a fake intern because this is the gripper. Is I would like to do a live feed for the show because pretty much what happens in post-production, which is me on Sundays.
Yeah, it's you.
Like editing stuff, but we don't really edit shit.
No.
Well, you just have to put together the fake breaks. You put in the commercials that we have and the audio that we do in the middle.
You kind of like make transitions and smooth shit out, right? You're not like cutting shit.
No, yeah, there's no dialogue that's cut.
But to also... not reiterate, that's not the word I want, but to clarify, we don't cut some shit we probably should cut,
maybe,
but we don't.
Yeah,
right. We don't. We let it fly the way that it goes, and it's good or it's not, whatever.
Well, I was thinking
it
that,
is what it is.
I was thinking that maybe it should be labeled, hey, we're really drunk.
Right.
During certain spots, because then we all start to talk over each other. But basically, we...
I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try my best right now because I don't want to...
But we are in the infantile stages of doing a podcast. We went into this. Patrick and I basically were at work one time.
It was even me, man. You just like, hey, I want to do a podcast. I want you on it. I'm like, okay.
You know, June was like, you want to be a guest on the podcast? And I was like, I don't even know.
Okay.
What you're
and then June
about.
Just like, I don't know, just talk.
And podcast was a big word for me at the time.
All I know is that when I got over here and I heard myself in the microphone, I was like, I'm done. I feel like a queen. I'm but, done. I like it. I like to hear myself because I'm a fucking vain motherfucker.
Your pussy was wetter than a Lamborghini.
I was going to laugh. Basically, we are just like in the infantile stages of actually doing this shit. We have no idea what we're doing. And it's whatever. It's fun. It's a chance for us to get to hang
it's
out.
It's totally
and shit.
Fun.
And thank God that you guys listen to it.
And well, kudos to June. I know that Patrick and I will both...
Blah, blah, blah. Shut up.
Give it up. I'm just saying, give it. You do a ton of the planning.
I think
and
we
you...
should just thank Frank, our one and only listener, who doesn't actually know us.
But anyway.
Frank.
And our fake intern, Richard.
I'm so glad you're listening too. And how the hell... I want to know, Frank, how you got to listen to us from Arizona. Who do you know? Like, why did you find us, Frank?
Thank which
you.
Is interesting because there are people popping up, which is... I think is rad.
It's
like
awesome.
Like people calling us out on our shit every once in a while, which is
yeah.
Basically,
I want to give a little maybe not a shout out, maybe a fucking what the fuck to Karen's boyfriend,
Chip.
Karen's boyfriend,
Chip,
is what I like to call him.
His name's Chip.
He apparently
Chip
posted,
who decides to
yeah,
say
he
Chip.
He posted
Chip?
on our website that we told that he found three lies on one of our podcasts, and June was like, "Bitch, it's all lies. Like, what? Well, I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, only three.
Yeah, yeah. Multiply that by eight. There were 24 lies in
yeah,
last week.
Exactly. Yeah, the fact that I'm even alive is a lie.
Get ready, super sleuth, because there's more to come.
Where in the world is Carmen Nidia's Green? Show, bitch.
get ready.
But whatever.
Get on your Apple IIe.
Basically, we'll also, you know, just I was going to go on as your diatribe, but I'm not going to
do it.
Let's
we
go on to our next bit.
Let's cut it out if we don't like it.
Let's go on to our next bit. I'm whiskey fueled.
In part two of the show, and we're kind of fuck out. Anyway, so the next section of the show that I was thinking about is that. A bunch of shows, real radio shows, not fake radio shows,
right?
Which that don't have fake interns. Which actually, we're going to backpedal a little bit.
Okay,
we want a fake intern.
Yeah.
If any of the listeners want to come on and do a fake intern to
internship,
a fake radio show,
what you will get is to hang out and drink, and we'll maybe give you some beers, maybe. But you probably have to be sober.
It's not going to be like we're not going to deny you beer. We're just not going to be able to pay for you.
Yeah,
drink.
You have to pay, and you might have to pay for.
You
our
can
beer.
Drink with us. Yeah. This is looking better.
But you could come
better.
And see. The
I
kind of
want this fake internship job.
I want it. Well, Patrick, you can't get. You can't have the fake internship because you're on the show.
But I could because what? Anyway,
you could do a double fake.
Patrick is
fake
now
Patrick.
Showing us how
fake
little
Patrick.
He does on this show, which I'm actually realizing now. So Patrick's out, And Patrick's the intern, and we're going to get somebody else who...
Hey, Bob's available.
Okay, so pause for 1 second, you guys.
I'm just kidding, Patrick. Whiskey, I'm just fuel, busting his balls.
And, I think you're right,
and
though.
Beer apocalypse. So how about if anybody wants to come on, you'd be more than welcome to come over, hang out at the zoo.
See how it goes.
And come over here and do a fake intern.
Yeah.
Which is basically us hanging out and drinking beer. So if you're interested,
you can do some tasks. Yeah. And if you do them well, then you
which we will come up with
the fake job.
We'll come up with a
which is
actually
really
we could do a fake interview too.
No, we will do a fake interview.
I like that. I know. I fucking love that.
We will do the fake interview.
Okay. So if anybody,
if you think you have the personality necessary to be our fake intern, which I think you do, listeners, I want a line out the fucking door of the Brooklyn Zoo of interviewees for the fake internship. You come in, we'll ask you like 3 questions.
It'd be like Fight Club?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no.
Yes.
But
I think what's better is
we'll be
the,
like, what's
I
your funeral song?
Door.
And they're like, Europe. And we're like, out. What's
right.
your funeral song?
I'm at the
song?
Door
and
doing
like,
that. You're at the top
oh,
of the
yeah,
stairs
you
doing
can,
that. Like, I kind of go, no, you
through.
Wait over here by the piano.
Yeah. Well, you got to go through.
Like American Idol. You got to
right.
go through a screening process.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it.
Screening.
If you think you got what it takes to be a fake intern.
We're just kidding. There's no screening process. We're idiots.
Oh, no, there is.
And
no
if you, if anyone
if
answers
you're
21. Us, if anyone answers us, you've got the job.
If your name's Brittany, you're in.
Oh, hell yeah. If you have big tits, you're in.
Okay, so for, excuse me, I still got that fucking constant flu.
I know. Constant flu.
For this next portion of the show, we were thinking of, or fuck it. We are going to do.
We
if
are.
You were. Okay. I need everybody to like kind of get themselves.
I'm ready.
Positioned and ready.
Ready
their personality.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
The next section is if you were in a fight to the death. A fight to the death. It could be whatever time period. You can time travel and you could fight whoever you want to fight and you can. You can pick whatever arena you want. You can fight on
land,
Pluto if you want it, or Mercury if you
or
want
or artificial turf.
Artificial turf. You could do whatever the fuck you want. So what I want from you guys
okay.
is to pick a song that you would.
What's your like, soundtrack?
What basically what you want played during that fight.
I love it.
Okay. So song. If you can elaborate on how it happened or whatever the fuck it is.
I love it.
I think you die or whoever you're fighting's dying. Before we go into that, let's do another.
Throw Patrick a bone over here because he don't know it.
$60 worth of non-knowledge.
Dear Diary, my teen angst bullshit has a body count.
So anyway,
I think I got a little glimpse.
Who wants to start?
$100
of the eyes.
$100.
I'll start.
$100.
I'll start, but I would like a sip of the last beer before I get into my fight to the death.
Okay, wait, you need one.
Well, June and I are sharing the final beer.
I might take a sip from that later.
Well, Patrick, we'll decide that when the
well,
time comes.
Well, evidently, there's whiskey downstairs.
There is whiskey downstairs.
Okay, so
I'll start.
All right, Jenny.
Do you have my song?
Yeah, you're all ready to go.
Okay. My fight to the death would be to the tune of Frank Stallone. That's right. Far From Over. Let's just listen to the opening for 1 second before I go, right here.
Frank Stallone's got chops.
Now my chance is over. You might remember this from the movie Stayin' Alive. While John Travolta looks awesome, his abs are awesome. He's all greased up.
He's so
he's got like tatters of material hanging out because he's in a post-apocalyptic world.
Baby oil made, the baby oil market made so much fucking money that year.
So I think that probably my demise would definitely be because I'm loud and I'm at a bar. It's probably a karaoke bar.
Okay, wait. Give us the scenario of the fight itself.
Okay, I'm at a karaoke bar, and I'm singing a song, and maybe some bitch's boyfriend thinks that I'm really good at singing Neutron Dance. Probably, because I am. And so she's like, yo, Derek, why are you always looking at that girl while she's singing Neutron Dance? And I'm like, listen, I'm not far from over. And if your boy wants to look at me, then he can. And
he should.
He should.
Just because he's on a diet doesn't mean he can't look at the menu.
Well, get a glimpse of it's a real true. Woman for once,
yeah,
Derek.
Exactly. Ooh. Exactly, Derek. Why don't you take a look at a real bitch for
Derek's
once?
Derek's being a douchebag.
Stop looking at Brittany, because why would he be looking at Brittany?
Your girlfriend's name's Brittany.
She's 5'1", and she is a sparrow fart
she's
of 110 pounds.
She's 5'1", tall, and she's 5'1", wide. Oh, that's where the fight starts, because I tell her that she's fat. And then I'm like, gow, gow. And then we start fighting. But my fight to the death is a dance fight. It's kind of like Beat It, like we like our hands get...
It's choreographed, but not really choreographed?
Right, but I'm the only one that knows the dance. This bitch doesn't know the dance. I only know it. But our hands...
Of course
our
you do.
Ben Vereen only showed up to train you.
Exactly. So our hands get laced together, like with a ribbon, and we do a lot of leaps. And there'll be some hair pulling. But I mean, it's a chick fight.
Right.
So I rip out her weave, because she totally has a weave.
Well, you're going to lose your balance if you whip out a reef.
Bow, bow.
Reef.
Bow, bow.
A weave.
You meant to say
yeah,
weave.
So, like this part, I'm probably up on some kind of a counter, and I launch onto her. Launch. Just like there. And then I just fucking punch her a whole bunch because, and Derek at this point has become friends with all my friends, and he's like, get it. Because he hates his girlfriend. He likes me.
He's
now
prepping his wand too.
Yeah. Oh, he is. For real. And after I beat her for a while, and then I get up and do my ending, like I'm spinning and I'm doing a bunch of...
It's a glorified jazz hands with lots of movement.
I'm backing up a lot with jazz hands.
With the like don't back up with
yeah, like
me hands.
Back.
Don't follow me.
Back and twirl. Back
Riot
and twirl.
Riot control.
And then at the end of my fight, there's a platform that I raise up on into the center of the bar, and there's smoke machines and a guitar solo for sure. And this bitch is just laying bleeding.
Well,
obviously,
duh.
And Derek joins. Derek dead. Grabs my hand, and I pull him up on the platform, and then we end up freezing right now. And if you didn't realize, I actually robbed a whole bunch from the actual situation from Staying Alive. That was kind of the plot of the actual movie.
Didn't get that.
They, John Travolta, they rise up at the end, and he's like, "Come on,
and
come
they get
on!"
Frozen in ice.
And they, well, they rise up
Will
in
you?
The middle.
I think you have that like set, like you have the
it's already choreographed.
The choreography of that whole dance,
right?
Like,
that's
set.
Why that's it's why that life. Bitch is not involved. I beat her, and then at the end, I am victorious, and also look kick ass in. Also, too, I
your
have
hair's
like
hair's done. Your makeup.
I have like
already.
A regular outfit on of just like jeans and a shirt, and I rip them off to reveal like a showgirl outfit that I have.
Well, you know,
prepared.
It's even more fucked up if that was your pin number. Like instead of having a number, you had to do that fucked up dance
every time you
every
wanted
time
to
I
withdraw
wanted to take
40
a withdraw?
Bucks.
Well, you know what? That would scare anybody that's ready to rob you.
I'm like, give me something, and they're like, holy, don't rob that bitch.
Give that bitch 12
Frank
feet.
Stallone sitting on like some sort of ottoman, rocking the fucking Joe Pass.
He loves to sit on an ottoman too.
I don't know.
Frank Stallone is a Frank Stallone. If you're out there, I love.
A mystery.
All right, so
I wonder if we could get Frank on the show.
I don't think so either.
Of course we could.
Patrick, what do you got?
My fight starts in the supermarket.
Hell yeah, it does.
All of a sudden, me and this gentleman are arguing over prices of shrimp, and then he starts talking about how shrimp farmers don't make any money, and I say, fuck, yeah, they do make a very good living. They're making more than me, and I just want fucking shrimp because it's Valentine's Day, and I want shrimp for my fucking girlfriend. And this guy looks at me, and there's like a shove, like, ugh, across the face. And I'm like, don't fucking touch me. And he's like, you fucking are a liberal motherfucker. Hate a tweet. And then fucking he just says, fuck you. And he pushes me again. And all of a sudden, I push him back. And he's like over the frozen food aisles. And he's sitting there, and he's just like, you just
struck me. And all of a sudden, he realizes that this music's going on in the fucking goddamn thing. And he starts, his face starts to twitch a little bit because he doesn't know what to do. But all of a sudden, while he's doing this, and I'm thinking about it, he's rolled up the cuffs of his shirts. Like, oh, there's going to be fisticuffs.
He is Patrick
Stewart. By the way, this is in 1957, too,
okay,
by the way.
It's in black and white.
So I have a shirt and a tie
on. Area 51.
I'm not wearing a suit jacket. But all then he hits me in the face really hard.
Oh, my God.
I lose two teeth. I spit one of them out, and one of them rattles around in my goddamn mouth, and I can't think of what's going on. And I get up, and I, like, reach up on my goddamn, like, arms, like, all fours, like, straddle, like, he can fuck me with a goddamn dildo, and I'm ready. And he looks at me, and he spits on me. And then I fucking kick him in the balls, but he fucking deflects it with his leg, and then he punches me in the face, and then he pisses on me. And then he calls over Biffy and Buff, his fucking 8-year-old twin children, to come over and urinate on the sad, sad, sad man.
Get
the
out.
Sad man in produce. And when he gets up, that is when I actually do this thing where I'm like hobbling to the door, and he's like, oh, fuck you, I'm going
and,
to.
And for some reason, you have one crutch.
Just a little
you
bit
got
of
in
tiny
produce.
Tin, and he's left me alone because he's going off to buy Ovaltine. And I say, fuck you, and I come back with a fucking shopping basket, like
hell,
one of those plastic ones.
Yeah.
But I fucking can it over his head. And then
like a cage.
Like a cage.
Pain
and
cage.
And then I lift up the front of his shirt, and I scoot around to the front of his shirt, and I start licking his belly button.
Oh, shit.
This motherfucker doesn't know what to do.
No,
his hands are going up to the cage, taking off. Oh, down to the belly button. What do I do? What do I do? And then I grab his testicles in my hand, and I squeeze really hard. And I hear him go, oh! And he falls to the ground, and I take the cage off him, I kiss him, and then I punch him in the face, and he goes down.
He goes down.
You have a very descriptive version. Mine
Holy
is going
shit!
To-
I don't even know what song this is.
Guys, sorry, I don't know, but this is when the pod comes down from the top of the supermarket ceiling. It's like metal and canister. It has like blue lights, and it has like fog coming out of it, and the doors open when it hits the ground. And I get into it, and it lifts me up and rockets me off to a spaceship where I spend my eternity of life of everlasting love with Karen Carpenter. And we write fucking melodies, and it's beautiful.
I love that both of our fantasy fights end with us being lifted up somewhere. I like it.
Elevation is a wonderful thing.
So I love it.
Who the fuck is this?
What the fuck? What the fuck song is this even? I expected I would recognize something.
I didn't get shit.
This
what
is the band Medicine, man. It's this. June was like, and I was like, I thought about it, and we were in the car ride over here, and I went,
wow,
that's my fight song. Because even if I was in the fucking squared octagon,
you took it seriously.
I
like
fucking,
I took it seriously, but Frank Stallone,
he'll
beat, Medicine, I don't even know.
I don't even know.
I'm actually scared right now.
I am terrified of Patrick right now.
You will win the fight with me.
I don't want him to.
Me.
I don't want him to lick my belly with a fucking shopping cart cage on my head.
If I lick
you, I am terrified of that.
If I licked your,
you
should have
gone.
You would be wearing a pumpkin over your head like a jack o' lantern.
I like that.
All I know is you should have gone last because my whole fight tactic is
holy
so
shit, dude.
Editing is good.
Is work on editing. Fuck.
No, Patrick, that was your story was awesome. Like my song was the highlight of my story. Your story. Was the highlight. That was delightful.
That was good.
I loved it.
So mine's going to be horrible now. But I have a completely different fight tactic.
Of course you do.
What is it?
Do you know his song? Because
no.
I don't. Okay,
I
want to
know the ways of the dragon or the fairy.
My deal would be to, and I'm thinking that I have some sort of like hulkish foe. Like some dude that's all hopped up on, I'd like to think
you're a regular dude and he's a giant.
I'm me. And the guy's got some sort of like crab claw hand that he's been working out for like since 78.
And his bloodline is full of nothing but steroids, adrenaline,
just,
and fucking
just
cocaine.
Pumped up and ugly and horrible. And I look at him and I go, oh, Jesus, I can't win this. I fucking
and then
no
I will crush you.
No way that I can win.
Are you kidding me?
And I just look at him in the eye, and I realize that I have one superpower.
What, Edie Brickell and the
I
new Bohemians?
I can one time a day turn into Edie Brickell.
Good thing you didn't use
Scare
it yesterday.
Scare that bitch off. Scare that bitch away.
And so I morph into Edie Brickell.
Who is going to punch Edie Brickell?
And I walk up to him with like some Fimo beads. And I'm reeking.
one of them shaped like a mushroom.
And this shit's like blaring.
Shallow water.
And now all of a sudden he gets this instinct to take care of me. And then we build like some sort of Randy shack type of deal, and we dig a hole with a water well, and I have like 8 of his babies, and we build swings.
You teach him horror culture.
Basically, we're living in like an Ewok village, and the guy eventually I give him a bunch of pot, and he just gets so stoned. And I stab him in his trachea with a knife. That'd be my fight.
You have the fight tactic that I actually have in my dreams, and that I've had in my dreams since I was a little girl.
With a wheelchair ramp? Your dreams have a wheelchair ramp too, right?
Check this. When I was a little girl, like, the monsters would come, and they would be all fucking freaking out on all me and my friends, and I would befriend the monsters. And I was like, you know what, dude? I hate those guys too. I'm on your side. And then I would get on their side and I would help them. And I would probably wake up before like the monsters were defeated. But I always thought that was a good tactic. Get on the monster's side, befriend them, and then come in from the behind.
The whole thing is like, all because this guy is an ugly monster claw hulkish dude doesn't mean that like he's not a good woodworker, and I want to kind of pull his extremities out and like make
pull
him realize
good points.
Well, not only a hater, maybe he's a hater, and now
maybe he's a lover.
Now all of a sudden he's whittling fucking chess pieces out of unknown
and then you stab
wood.
Him with one
and then I fucking kill him.
He has a lobster claw, so
and
he's
then
a fucking kill him.
He carves a bust of you, his lover, and then you beat him to death with it.
Well, the whole time I'm doing it, I just go, "Fuck you, you ass fucker!" And it's like I kill the fuck out of him. Right.
Wow, June. Honestly, I'm glad that you went last because that was
Me
a
too.
Twist on the whole entire fight scenario. I like it.
You spun the noodles. We should take a break.
You totally spun the noodles, whatever that means. But I like
we
it.
We have to go to break.
Spun the noodles. Okay, well, actually, it is time for a fake break. This is the Hideous Creature Show.
I love
show.
You, Frank Stallone.
You can find us on just Google Hideous Creature Show. You can go to hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can find us on the
Facebook.
Facebook. You can find us on, what is it?
Podcast.
Podbug.
Whatever the podcast
Whatever
salad.
It is.
We actually have a Twitter. If more people get on Twitter, I will be more apt to like
doing
it.
I hate Twitter.
We're Hideous Creature on Twitter. And you can call me and leave a message. When you call, I'm not going to fucking answer if I don't know who the fuck it is. So call at 503-928-7751 and just leave a message.
The messages are the best way to go anyways, because then you can just like rant, whatever you want to do. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. I want to give a shout out to somebody. I don't know who it is, but I think it's a friend of yours. A gal named Sarah posted something on our Hideous Creature Facebook page.
Yes, that's right.
And she said that she was fascinated and something else, another word that I loved. She said she was intrigued and fascinated
drunk?
Something. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know, Sarah, but I love it. I'm glad that you posted and that you've been listening and you said you have some questions for June. I'm looking forward to those questions.
Yeah, call it. And thanks everybody for listening also. And Patrick, you got a number too. Call and leave Patrick a message if you want.
Because I'll end up calling you back.
At 5 in the morning.
971-212-6642.
We're the Hideous Creature Show. We're going to take another fake break.
Toodles.
And we will be right back.
Toodles.
Actually, that is going to be it for the show this week. The answer to Movie Madness was Heather's. And we will be back again doing another show in next week. You can find us in the iTunes store. If you jump on there and you want to give us a rating, that would be awesome. And till next week, have a good one. This is Ween with Chocolate Town. I couldn't tell one from another.
Show. I wanted to decorate our home, so you feel more at ease here, and you won't need to roam. We'll take you out the dining room table. Who is it by?
Blackwell.
I don't know who that. I can't remember who sings it, but yeah, it's totally. I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home. My mom used to listen to it.
I've never known that. I gotta listen to that.
Sing some more.
Then when your friends get off from work and you have a powerful thirst, there won't be any reason why you can't stop off here first.
Nice.